It's just Dom and Charles here.
Yeah.
If you go to chaser.com.au/podcast and sign up to the Chaser VIP program for $9 a month, you get not only ad-free podcasts, Charles, but they also get to hear you fucking up your son's birthday meal. Here's a clip.
I just use my cooking salt thinking, oh, well, that's the same as salt flakes or whatever. Anyway, turns out completely wrong. It was the saltiest thing on earth, right?
It is
was
it the turkey or is it the chicken?
No, this is the chicken.
This is the chicken. Oh, my God, you screwed up again.
I fucking screwed it up in exactly the same way again.
So go down and sign up, chaser.com.au/podcast. Now let's get on with the rest of the Chaser Report.
Not my finest moment.
I enjoyed it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. It is Wednesday, the 17th of August, 2022. Dom Knight, Charles Firth and Chaz Lichidello. Back with us once again. Now, Chaz, what's happening with Planet America? There were specials.
Yes, yes.
When does it come on with the full treatment?
The full shebang returns in the second week of September. So I don't know what date that is.
Set your calendars. Oh, well, just in time for September 11th.
Yeah, well, that's true. We should start preparing a special. Good point.
Your first episode will be a in memoriam.
Yeah, John will prepare this big in memoriam. I'll be coming in with poles. What the hell are you doing?
So we've had David Smith on a couple of times in the past few weeks. The co-host of the PEP podcast, with the world's longest
which is
podcast.
Returning very soon, possibly from the studio if I can get technically to work.
I hear the PEP might be coming back.
Yep.
But we thought we'd get you to give your take on this bizarre, you know, revolving crisis of the raid. I mean, you would think that ordinarily the FBI would be able to just go and do a raid where they thought that a crime had been committed under ordinary circumstances, but this is not that, is it?
No, this is definitely not ordinary circumstances. That is for sure. I mean, the truth is that, I mean, we're going to do our best to muddle our way through this conversation, but there is just so, I mean, there's a little bit of information out there, but there is not as much concrete information as we would like, and there is so much bullshit.
Right, so, okay, yeah, because I've seen all these theories and just going, how do they know that? Like, they haven't been widely, and so they're just not true.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. There are plenty of leaks that have been published by newspapers that are categorically contradicting other leaks that have been published by newspapers.
Right,
so we just don't know.
So what do we know that we know?
Okay, all
right. This is getting beautiful.
This is Donald Rumsfeldian.
Very Rumsfeldian, yeah.
What do we definitely, like, uncontrovertibly know? Okay,
what are the known knowns?
We know there was a raid. What I'm pretty sure we know is that, number one, this did not come up overnight. That agents, at least the FBI and possibly other agents, have been pursuing documents that have been at Mar-a-Lago at least this year, possibly before this year.
Oh, right.
Right, so this has been going on. We know.
So even as president, he moved documents down. Oh, no, wait a minute.
It might have been somewhere else in the interim.
This is the second year of the Biden presidency.
Right. Yes. I was asleep.
Where else may they have been?
Let's jump ahead a little bit. According to Trump, because he's gone through many explanations. It started off with there are no documents. And
surely whatever he says should just be discounted as, well, that's not what happened.
Well, that was normally the case. But in this case, you can wait till I tell you his explanation and then you can discount it because it's really not what happened. Trump's last explanation is that, yes, lots of classified documents out there. In Mar-a-Lago. But what happens is when you're at work, sometimes you bring back your work with you. You know, that happens, you know. And the stuff that I brought back was automatically declassified. There's a standing order out there that I made that anything that I take out of the White House is immediately declassified.
Oh, so it's like there's like a machine near the door that when the documents pass through it, they're magically washed clean of any security clearance.
That's right. And that is news to the lawyers in the White House under Donald Trump who all say, no, that's just not true. And it doesn't even make sense because if that's the case, that Donald Trump can just declassify anything he wants by just thought, then that means presumably Joe Biden can reclassify anything he wants just by thought, which means that those documents that Donald Trump previously declassified have just been reclassified, if you know what I mean. Like, it's just a ridiculous explanation. Yeah. Anyway.
And also, there's a whole lot of laws. Like, I've read some of the laws around the nuclear documents. And in the documents, it actually says, the Energy Act says, the president cannot declassify documents, these documents.
Actually, to be honest, I'm going to just throw aside all order here. We're just going to have just a general chat. This whole path, this whole Donnybrook about whether Trump automatically declassified documents, it's irrelevant because the Justice Department, the three laws that they have held this raid under, none of them involve declassified documents.
Oh, right.
Or classified documents. They're all about national security documents, not classified documents, national security documents.
So what's the difference?
The difference is under the Espionage Act, you are not allowed to misappropriate a national security document.
Regardless of if
it's classified or not.
Oh, okay.
So Donald Trump can talk about his...
It's just a red herring.
Yeah, he can talk his mystical powers as much as he likes.
Yeah.
But he's only talking to his followers, as is often the case.
Yeah.
Because the lawyers have tuned out.
I feel very sorry for him though, Chaz, because you can't imagine he'd understand that distinction.
Sure. I mean, the Department of Justice has been quite clever about this. Like, they obviously knew what he was going to say and what he was going to do. And, like, they've just avoided this issue before it even came up.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first thing. So just back to what I was saying before about that this has been going for a while. This is the raid did not come out of nowhere. First of all, they've had a number of meetings with Donald Trump or his associates about getting documents back, and Donald Trump gave them documents back. So this process has been going on for a while. Then back in, I think it was June, we know for a fact that agents visited his house, not as a raid, just as a friendly chat, had a look at several boxes of documents, left them there, and then asked him to put a padlock on that door, right? And Donald Trump is saying, well, there you go. They said it was fine. What's the problem? Why are they raiding me now? Now, of course, there may be other documents that they're raiding him about.
Right.
We don't know.
So, but why did they leave those documents there?
Well, that's what Donald Trump's asking. You've become Trump. The answer is that we don't know. I mean, maybe... Like I said, maybe there are more documents than the ones that they saw in June. Maybe they saw documents A, then they found out that Trump had documents B, and they thought, well, how come? Because someone signed
the lawyer for Trump.
Signed a document saying that these were all the documents that Donald Trump had, and that
they'd all been returned.
And not that they'd all been returned, but declaring that the documents that the agents saw in June were the only documents that Donald Trump had.
Right.
So maybe they found out that that person was either not telling the truth or lying, and then they got mad. I don't know. We're still speculating here.
Yeah, right.
What we really need is someone to just basically take some time to do a full inquiry into this. Let's say James Comey. just come in and just ask some questions. Produce a report that everyone then believes and follows, and it all gets cleared up.
That would be terrible if it was James Comey, but otherwise.
So the question that I have is, now that they've got their documents back, isn't it sort of no harm, no foul? Like, will the Justice Department now prosecute Trump, or is it politically more savvy for them to just go, well, we've got our documents back, that was our aim, we'll just leave it there because we don't want to, you know, provoke the beast of Trump.
Well, look, the thing is, and there's been a lot of people on Trump's side saying, ah, look at that. Thank you very much, FBI. You've given us the boost we need to drive towards the primaries. It's going to help us win the election. The fact is, whatever happens, Trump supporters say that. No matter what happens. Like when Pepsi brings out a new flavor, they go, thank you very much, Pepsi. You've given Trump the boost he needs. Yeah. Like they're always going to spin it as positive for Trump, right? I would suggest that I should say, by the way, the polls, I mean, they're usually pretty still, but the polls have shown a small bump amongst Republicans wanting Trump to be the 2024 nominee since the raid.
Wow.
It's basically been 46% for the entire 2 years, and it just went up to 48%. So it's a tiny, tiny, tiny
bump. But it's always about the movement.
So there are at least some people who thought, that's great. Let's hope he's indicted. Fantastic. President indictment. But to answer your question, if Trump, if they got documents, I mean, because, yeah, I'm not going to believe anything necessarily until I see confirmations, right? But if they got documents that were related to nuclear secrets or whatever that
or
were...
Or info re the president of France, which I'm quite confused yes. about.
You know what they were documents saying?
What's that?
It was Donald Trump appointing himself Health Minister of Australia.
Well, that's okay then. Yeah. He's going to appoint himself AG and yeah. let himself off. that's fine. Maybe there are documents about whether you could nuclear bomb a hurricane because he was very interested in that. Maybe they were the nuclear secret.
Yeah.
But anyway, oh, by the way, Trump's explanation about what went on, about him bringing documents home from work.
Oh, yeah.
We just brushed past that.
Mm.
Do you think Donald Trump ever brought a document home from the office to help him work late at night?
I don't believe he read them in the office.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Anyway, in terms of prosecuting Trump, if Donald Trump is actually responsible for holding these documents that were of a national security nature, then he's broken the law.
But isn't
it's
it
just
also
a full stop. Full stop. It's prosecutable. He's broken the law. Like that's the Espionage Act. It is.
And how good?
That's not me saying they're going to prosecute him, but it's me saying that okay. is.
But say they do prosecute him, isn't there a sort of perfect get out of jail free card here, which is it'll go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will go, oh, well, it's not against the law anymore.
Well,
but isn't that the nature of the Supreme Court for the last 6 months has been all these established laws of the land just get to the Supreme Court and they go, oh, no, that's not the law.
Charles, how could you? They go so goes to the Supreme Court. And they work out what the Founding Fathers' intent was and apply that.
Yeah, and they go, the Founding Fathers never mention anything about Donald Trump storing documents at Mar-a-Lago, ipso facto, or whatever the term, ergo, it's not against the law.
I understand why you would think that, and it's not that you don't have reason to think that, but my personal view is that there are two justices who are exactly like that. Who are Alito and Thomas.
And Thomas, yeah.
The other ones I'm not convinced are exactly like that. I mean, they're conservative. They're conservative. They're conservative warriors.
Mm.
But I think each of them has their own little limits. And like different limits. Each of them has different limits. Like Gorsuch, for instance, is the person responsible for the Supreme Court ruling a few years back that was the pro-gay ruling.
Mm.
Yeah, like the pro-transgender ruling. That was Gorsuch who wrote that ruling. You know, so they've got their own foibles.
But they also ruled on the whole thing of presidential privilege and so on, and whether he could, you know, when not president anymore, have the same executive privilege. And they said no. So they've already turned down some of his.
But what I would say is that you don't even need that. If from Trump's point of view, you do not require the Supreme Court to be in your pocket because it's not going to get the Supreme Court because there's only 2 years.
Mm.
It takes a long time to if you want to drag your feet on a case.
Yes.
It takes a long time for that case to go through the whole process.
Yes.
Trump is elected president before it gets to the Supreme Court, right? And they will
and
be.
And then he can pardon himself.
Well, number one, he could pardon himself. Number two, no one is going to like it. The political pressure is going to build as Trump gets closer and closer to the election. And if he wins the election, the political pressure is going to be extreme. And then there was going to be a whole. Different situation. So so that's the problem.
His AG could drop it, couldn't they?
They could as well. There's all kinds of reasons. Like basically, if he becomes president, that there's no way.
So therefore, the Saudis have got away with purchasing those nuclear documents for free.
Is it also true, Chase?
That is the message we're trying to get across here on this podcast.
My favourite little aspect of this is that apparently, you might want to be able to clarify this, Donald Trump signed a law that made it a felony to do anything with documents. Like he basically tightened the laws to try and catch Hillary.
This is after Hillary.
And he's potentially going to be hoisted by his own petard.
It's nice to think like that, but the Espionage Act, which is what he'd be charged under, has been around for over 100 years.
No, but this is another statute.
That's another one.
Which they haven't charged him under.
That's not the one that they had the raid under. Because that one was about classified documents. They've been very clever about just keeping classified documents completely out of the picture.
So, Chaz, some cynics that I know believe that this is all a Biden masterminded plot. The Democrats are trying to destroy Trump and make him unable to run, which you know, would require a level of, I guess, competence and forward planning that the Democrats don't generally show. What do you think is going on? Do you think this is just Merrick Garland being a stickler for the rules and process, or do you think this is actually
a leftist plot?
Look, I think this is a bad leftist plot. I mean, if this was a leftist plot, it'd be a terrible leftist plot. Number one, I should say, just to put some more meat on the bones of the leftist plot theory, these laws that Donald Trump that came up in the search warrant also would disqualify him from running for president if he was found guilty of them. But Remember, he's not going to be found guilty.
Well, wait a minute. But will there be moments where he's found guilty? Like, there won't. What happens is
he'll go to court.
But then he appeals immediately.
He appeals immediately, yeah. And then what happens at that point?
Well, no, you can still run until the final guilty verdict.
You sure?
Yes, that's okay. I'm absolutely sure.
Yeah, so, right, okay.
So that's not going to work. But having said that, that is just to put more meat on the bones of, it's a leftist conspiracy. I don't think it is a leftist conspiracy for a number of reasons. Number one, because despite the fact what I just said before about anything is going to be attributed to helping Trump over the next 2 years by his supporters, I think this genuinely would motivate his base if this became a serious court case, because, I mean, Trump's not going to hold back. We know that. Mm. and the America is a polity motivated by spite, especially the Republicans. Mm. They're really motivated by spite, and there's no way to motivate them more. I mean, basically, the person who wins the election is the person who has the most motivated base. That's always the case.
Yes.
And there's nothing that's going to motivate his base more to turn out than him being the subject of what they see as a kangaroo court.
Yeah.
So the investigation. So the, so this is not going to help the Democrats.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
What if he goes to trial and all this evidence shows that he's done these incredibly dodgy things? Like, he has shown the documents to people.
Are you suggesting facts that are negative towards Donald Trump would have consequences in the real world?
Well, I'm just saying, does that not, like, is there not a future, a multiverse, if you will, yes, in which,
Republicans go, that's just too far.
Yeah, like in the same way that, isn't it true that, you know, the January 6th hearings have sort of eroded some of his soft support and stuff like that?
Well, remember what I just said before. In terms of polls of Republicans wanting Trump to be the primary nominee, they haven't changed at all. They're just steady at 46% to 48%, which, by the
is enough.
Yeah, like you need it to be less than probably, I'd say, 35 to 40% max, I'd say, for him to really be under threat from DeSantis, which is obviously the person we're talking about here.
You know what would be a really interesting curveball in all this, which it would almost be worth doing, would be Biden pardoning him for this.
Yes.
And just going, look, it was probably an honest mistake. The FBI said that they checked it all out. There's nothing to see here.
That's an interesting idea, except for I think that would demotivate Democrats.
Yeah.
I think that would piss off his side.
Isn't that the point of the Biden presidency?
It's a fair call. I don't know what Merrick Garland's playing at, basically. Maybe he is just a stickler for the law.
I mean, do you buy that there must be some giant revelation in all this that we don't know?
I think a law has been broken, whether it's a massive law that as soon as the details come out, we all go, oh, my God, that's shocking. I just got no idea.
It's funny because
maybe he's just sick of Donald Trump skating.
There's a few people who I've talked to who exist either in the US public service or the Australian public service about this. You know, I've talked to them about this. And all of them go, but you don't understand. They're documents. They're you can't just – they're not his documents. Mm. They're the government's documents. Like, there is – like, I don't think people appreciate how much public servants really think of documents as part of an official sort of record of government.
I reckon there's something to that, and I'll add to that as well, which is this is what the explanation I was about to give, and this is pure speculation, okay? Pure mind reading, probably the perfect podcast for me to express this on rather than on the ABC. This is complete speculation. My experience of dealing with public servants is number one, what you just said, documents, I think is true.
Mm.
But number two, the people who are not the top level of the Department of Justice, but the third level and the fourth level, the guys who are doing all the work, those guys are true believers in the in the rule
documents.
Of law
yeah,
and
yeah.
documents, but also the rule of law.
Yeah.
And those people would be more furious than anyone about the way Donald Trump has evaded legal responsibility for everything for forever in an obvious way. And those guys, they're not, I think, Democrat flunkies. I think they're just rule of law flunkies. Would be getting more and more pissed off by this. And they'd be going, we cannot have a system where people blatantly break the law and just get away with it.
And so they would
be, sorry, so just to finish off the theory. And so they'll be hell bent on when there's an obvious breach of the law from someone who constantly breaks the law of holding them responsible. And then when they would try to put forth, following up these investigations, that would then obviously get passed up to the higher ups, to the political higher ups. And then they would be placed in a situation where are they going to shout down the professionals whose job it is to determine whether they're going to have prosecutions and investigations for political reasons? Because that would be the obvious thing. And they'd be fearing a revolt. They'd be fearing a revolt from the Department of Justice because that kind of stuff happens. And they'd be fearing at some point in time there'll be mass resignations if we don't allow some kind of investigation to take. So I think in a way, Merrick Garland might be just following the lead of those below him.
Particularly when he was explicitly put in to do that. I mean, his whole argument was to restore an independent Department of Justice in that whole sort of...
That's true.
But also, can you imagine how cross the people you're mentioning, those third and fourth tier managers, people who really believe that the National Archives should have all the documents so that future historians can go back and... You know, look at it all and get an impartial view for the judgment of history. How pissed off they would be that Donald Trump tore up documents constantly and flushed them down the toilet.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, every time he ripped up a document, some little middle manager
in the National Archives
would have cried.
Did you read? There was a great piece in the New York Times Magazine a few months ago. Profiling the guy whose job it is to sticky tape up all the documents.
What
that
a
he
job!
And like it sometimes thousands of pieces.
Yes.
Instead of playing Wordle, and the entire millions of people should have been doing that job.
Well, I was
going
to say that I feel sorry for that that guy. They should have got like an 8-year-old girl or someone to do it who does jigsaw puzzles. Yeah, yeah. He'd actually enjoy it.
But the other strange detail about him is he had this sort of fairly important job to keep the presidential record alive. And he was on something like $47,000. Like sort of going, it's such a bizarre system where these crucial roles are given to really quite poor people.
Well, let's not forget the fact that their elections are essentially run by volunteers. They are. One of the biggest issues we have, and this was exposed by the, not exposed, but this was covered by the January 6th committee at one point in time, that one of the biggest problems that America has going forward after all this January 6th stuff is that neutral election officials have been hounded out of their jobs by being doxxed and having all these ferals on the internet chasing them down. And they've been replaced by basically the ferals.
People who agree that they would overturn the election result.
Yeah, totally. And the reason for that, and part of that, President, now the people that you were referring to there running for office, they get paid.
Right.
But a lot of the people do not get paid. They're volunteers.
Right, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason they're not going to put up with that shit because they're volunteers. Yeah. They have no security. They have no they're low-wage workers at, American version of Coles, who then volunteer to work on election night, and they're all just bailing out because they're getting doxxed by the internet and they've been replaced by hacks.
Wow.
So the kind of person who just got shot dead by the FBI was on Truth Social. That's your future election worker, that guy. Well, not him specifically, but other people like him. Wow. So Chaz, just finally, because we need to wrap. Is Trump getting elected? I mean, he's a likely front runner based on the polls. 48% of Republicans are on board. Whether he would win a general is another question. But how do you see this playing out?
Is he going to be the nominee? Is he going to probably not? Look, if I was betting right now, I would say he is going to be the Republican nominee again. But having said that, like it's closer than I thought it would be at this point in time.
So what's Ron DeSantis polling?
Ron DeSantis, I mean, obviously it depends who you're talking about, like which poll you're talking about. But essentially, Ron DeSantis is in the kind of the 35 to 40 range.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought he was more 20, mid 20s.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Right. Yeah, So that's it. I'm talking about for amongst Republicans and so forth.
But
Trump is comfortable. Comfortable majority still of Republican, the Republican. So,
look, but that can be chipped away at.
That can be. I think.
And if suddenly Ron DeSantis sees it in his interest to use this, you know, documents thing as a sort of tool to bash Trump with.
Oh, no.
Which he hasn't done so far.
Oh, no.
He wants to bash Merrick Garland.
He doesn't
want to
do that. He doesn't want to do that. Because if he does that, then people are going to start treating him like he's Liz Cheney.
Yeah, right.
Like he does not want to do that, and he's not doing that. He's suggesting the fix is in, etc. Like every other Republican is.
Isn't Liz Cheney also likely to run and use the debates to just basically January 6th Trump over and over again?
Well, she's got nothing else to do. She's got a lot of free time coming up when she loses her job this year. So I suspect that she probably will be running against Trump. I don't know if she'll run in the primary or if she'll run as independent. I got no idea. I suspect she'd run in the primary because. Well, I think it depends how strong DeSantis is because she clearly – I mean, she doesn't like DeSantis either, I'm sure she preferred DeSantis than Trump. So the whichever election she runs in, she's going to be helping Trump in that election because she will take votes away from
whoever,
the alternative.
Yeah,
so I think she knows that. So I think she's unlikely to run as an independent in the proper election. But whether she runs in a primary, I don't know. We'll see. I think the major thing about whether Trump gets up – becomes a nominee or not depends on how DeSantis goes in the Florida governor's race in 2022. If he just absolutely pisses it in.
Which is what's going to happen, isn't it?
Like, well, he's going to win. He's going to win, but he's only in the mid-50s, low-50s in the polls.
It's a swing state all the time, isn't it, Florida?
If he really pisses it in and then he just spends the next year after that just doing non-stop culture war legislation, which you would expect him to do, that'll probably help him with Republicans. And if Trump like just becomes even more pathetic and doesn't have any more help, then maybe. I mean, it's going to be – let's put it this way. As soon as Trump decides he's going to run, then that freezes the poll numbers right then and there. Because as soon as he goes hard – he's going to turn this into a war against DeSantis, and that will freeze in his support right then and there because no one's going to want to be a traitor.
Yeah.
Right. So the
and what would it be? What's his moniker for Ron DeSantis going to be? It's going to be like Wrong Ron, or
I don't know. As if I can read that mind.
Lazy Ron DeSantis.
He likes physical. He's like he likes physical.
He likes Lil.
And Ron DeSantis is quite short, so I think it will be Lil Ron. I think it will be Lil associated.
Lil Ron.
Ron's going to have about 12 months. We'll see how he goes.
Right. Okay.
Right now, I'm betting Trump will be the nominee.
Okay. And then one last question, and I know we've got to go. The host is
very anxious.
Doing the wind
There's
up.
No time limit in podcasting. Check out Pep with Chaz and Dr. Dave.
This is why they go for 2 hours.
Which is, what if it does come out that Trump has literally sold state secrets to the to the Saudis or the Russians or the French or wherever, you know, he's got a coin, like something so objectively treasonous that nobody can overlook it.
I'm going to say something very dangerous here. I don't think America is so far gone that will make him more popular. If he does something that's overtly treasonous, I think that just can't be spun away and there's physical evidence of it, then, I think that will be the end of Trump.
But woohoo! You heard it here first.
But we've been saying that for a very long time.
Stephen Colbert or something? We got it. Oh, no, John Oliver has a segment called We Got Him.
Yes, that's right.
I'm tipping Azerbaijan. Really? He sold the secrets to Azerbaijan.
He's going to
build that hotel there.
Oh, by the way, do me tell you about my theory about just very quickly.
Oh, what is it?
About what he's doing?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't think he's selling state secrets. I think what he's doing is just being obstreperous. My theory of Trump is that think what an 8-year-old spoiled brat.
Yes, and he wanted all these mementos.
Yeah, he's wanted some cool shit.
Yeah,
like he had some cool like those nuclear documents are probably really cool.
Yeah,
he wants some cool shit to show off to people. people when they came to visit him.
Yes.
Right, that to be Big Dick Donnie.
Yes.
Right, that could be Ron's phrase for him. And
That's not what Stormy Daniels said. I'm just putting it out there.
And then when the Department of Justice came for them, he just said, "Well, fuck you. I'm the ex-president. I can do whatever I like." And like, he didn't say that to him. That's what he was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they went a bit harder and he's like, "Oh, hang on. What's going on here? This isn't fair. I'm the most persecuted person ever." So, no. And just dug in harder. And then they just said, "Well, fuck this." And they came over the top. That's what I think's going on. I think him just being an 8-year-old kid.
That is the best political analysis I've ever heard.
And particularly because the Kim Jong-un letter's there. That's the thing that, like, can you just imagine him going, like, to his guests in the club, "You know, come downstairs to the basement, check out my Kim Jong-un letter." I know, crazy dictators. Anyway. Our gear is from Road. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.